Hello and welcome. Picture this. You pull into your driveway after a long day. The porch light warms up, the front door unlocks, the hallway glows, and the thermostat slides to perfect. It feels like your home has been waiting for you. That's the promise of a smart home. But here's the part most people miss. The magic works best when you start with security. Security isn't just a feature. It's the foundation that makes every other upgrade feel effortless. When you know your doors, windows, and garage are protected, and you can see what's happening whether you're home or not, you can relax into the fun stuff. Lighting, climate, music, all the small automations that make life smoother. Without that foundation, you second-guess everything. Let's start where it matters most, the vulnerable spots. Front and back doors, first floor windows, and the garage. Secure those first. Begin with a smart lock. Think of it as a doorman who never loses the keys. A solid lock lets you control access from anywhere, set temporary codes, and see a simple log of who came and went. No more key hiding. No more are the kids home texts. Your dog walker gets a noon to two code. Your cleaner has Friday access. And if you've ever been locked out with groceries, having the door unlock because your phone is in your pocket is pure relief. Next, a video doorbell. The caller ID for your doorstep. Clear video, two-way talk, and a short pre-roll that shows what happened just before motion. You can say, "Hey, I see you. Leave the parcel by the planter." And your home feels present, even when you're not. Then, cameras, inside and out. Not to spy, but to give you visual peace of mind. A simple indoor cam keeps an eye on the main living space. The app is as easy as opening a photo. Outside, a floodlight cam pairs bright LEDs with video and even a siren. It's not just surveillance, it's a loud, bright not today. Don't forget the quiet heroes. Sensors. Door and window sensors whisper when something opens unexpectedly. Motion sensors notice movement in rooms that should be empty. Multi-purpose sensors can detect vibration or temperature changes. These little triggers power your smart home. Door opens, porch light turns on, window opens, camera wakes up. You get a clear alert and act fast. Now the comfort shines through security. Automation. Think of it like setting up a few dominoes so your home does the smart thing before you ask. First, daily comings and goings. When you leave, your doors lock, the garage confirms closed, and lights power down. When you return, the door unlocks at your approach and the lights guide you in. Even with no one watching, that choreography makes your home look occupied. And that alone deters trouble. Second, vacation mode. The I'm totally here illusion. One tap before you leave. Cameras arm, doors lock, lights follow believable schedules. When it all runs smoothly, you'll remember what home is meant to feel like. And the thermostat shifts to an efficient setting. No more realizing at the airport that the kitchen light is blazing. Your home keeps living while you're gone. Third, smarter alerts with less stress. Your phone pings, the back door just opened. You tap and instantly view the camera. Oh, right, the delivery you forgot. You can speak through the doorbell if needed. You're responding with context, not guessing in the dark. Security can also put money back in your pocket. Many insurers offer 5 to 20% off for solid smart security. If your yearly premium is $1,000, a 10% discount saves $100 a year. Over a few years, that can pay for a lock or camera. And because many devices wake only when needed, you're not wasting energy. Let's keep it human. This isn't about turning your place into a blinking control room. The best setups are barely visible. They remove tiny frictions. Keys, forgotten lights, guessing if the garage is closed. Over time, those saved decisions add up. You'll feel it when you're less hurried leaving the house, less worried on vacation.
If you're wondering where to start, try this simple plan. Pick your most used door and add a smart lock. Create two access codes. One for a family member who needs flexibility, and one for a trusted helper with a schedule. Add a video doorbell to that same entrance for eyes, voice, and receipts for every visitor and package. Place one outdoor camera aimed at the approach to your home, and one indoor cam covering the main living space. Add a few door and window sensors where you feel most vulnerable. Back door, basement window, or the door from the garage into the house. Once those are in, build three tiny routines. When everyone leaves, lock the doors and turn off first floor lights. When the first person returns,
Unlock and turn on just the lights you need. Create a vacation mode that arms cameras, locks everything, and schedules a couple of lights to mimic presence after sunset. Set alerts you actually want. Door opens when you're away? Yes. Late night motion in the kitchen? Yes. Every tiny movement at 3 p.m. when the kids are home? Probably not. A quick note on privacy and reliability. Choose brands with two-factor authentication and strong encryption. Place indoor cameras thoughtfully. Shared spaces, not bedrooms. Make sure your Wi-Fi reaches the front door and garage. A small range extender can help. And give your most important devices some battery backup, so a quick power blip doesn't take them offline. Once your security foundation is solid, everything else is easy to layer on. That warm movie night lighting scene? Now it's a tap. A thermostat that learns your rhythm? Go for it. A morning routine that lifts the shades and starts your favorite playlist? That's the fun part. And you can enjoy it without that nagging, "Did I leave the house exposed?" voice. Here's a quick story arc you can borrow. Friday afternoon, you tap vacation mode and head to the airport. Your home locks up, adjusts the temperature, and keeps living while you're gone. Lights nudge on and off in the evening, cameras keep quiet watch. Midweek, you get a ping. Movement on the porch. You open the app, see a neighbor dropping off a welcome home plant, wave through the doorbell, and thank them. Saturday, you roll back into the driveway. The porch light greets you, the door unlocks, and the air inside is exactly right. No scrambling, no second guessing, just home. If you want step-by-step instructions and model comparisons, check the written guide. But to get started, you don't need to be an engineer. Treat security as your foundation, add a few well-placed devices, and let simple routines do the heavy lifting. Build trust with your system first, and comfort and convenience will follow almost automatically. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me today. I can't wait for you to feel that moment when your home quietly says, "Welcome back."